Let me get on here. So this is Emily Reformat, editor of Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and Vending Market Watch, with Jeff Smith, owner of All Star Services in Port Huron, Michigan. Thanks so much for being with us, Jeff. You've attended the NAMA Public Policy just recently. Can you share some of your insights into that?
Yes, I did, Emily. I was there for the last few days. I just returned last night, and it was a very, very well-done conference. We had a lot of face time with congressmen and representatives up on the Hill, and it was very well done.
Well, terrific, terrific. You said this is your second conference. How did this one compare to your previous one?
This one this year, between last year and this year, Eric came on, and he's our Executive Vice President for Government Affairs. And Eric has brought a real source of energy into NAMA and has focused in on the face-to-face conversations with our legislators up on the Hill. And yesterday we had, I think it was six groups up on the Hill, and each of us had between four and five appointments preset by Eric to sit down face-to-face with congressmen and representatives regarding our issues and concerns.
Terrific. Now, can you speak, you know, this year you had we had the shutdown going on while you were there. You know, how did that affect the conference or maybe just you personally and your business?
Well, two ways, really, because the conference itself, it was focused around our issues going on, but at the same time, there is the economic shutdown occurring. And I had the opportunity when I was there to meet with the offices of our Congresswoman Candace Miller from our area. And one of the accounts I have locally is Selfridge Air National Guard Base. And the question came to me, did that affect us at all? And yes, it did. And I'd mentioned during our conversation that the account itself, we are 100% wireless as far as our business today. And I mentioned to their offices there during our conversation that we've had very little activity coming in as far as the needs for the machines because of the layoffs they have had at Selfridge during this time.
Oh, that's wow. So, and what was the reaction from the representative?
I think that because she's a Republican, and I know that we sensed a lot of apathy and mm-hmm. and concern going on up there, and they are trying to reach some, if not a long-term, at least a short-term agreement to get back opened soon. There is concern by them right now with it, and our conversations did not go on deaf ears. It is not the first thing they've heard, and they are very concerned over getting something resolved very soon.
Well, terrific. So you would do this again? What's your overall feeling if they do one next year?
I would undoubtedly go again. I thought it was very well-spent time. It's an opportunity for us to get in front of them, get our issues discussed with them. We had an opportunity to meet with representatives from the Mint the other day as well, and conversations came up regarding changing the nickel this next year. And we had a lot of conversations with congressmen on the Hill regarding that, of which they were not aware there was any discussions going on about changing the nickel.
That's very interesting.
So they've asked us as well to keep them informed. So it's given us an opportunity to follow up and get additional time with them to discuss issues of ours that are facing us in this next year and keep them in the loop as far as information. So it's very, very good time.
Well, terrific. Thanks so much, Jeff, for sharing.
My pleasure.